Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the fascinating world of science and its impact on society. And today, we'll take a few phone calls and then we'll summarize some of the reactions that I get. I've been touring the country. In fact, every day, I'm in a different city in the United States. Chicago, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, Austin, Texas, New York City, Boston, you name it, I've been there talking about my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. And I'm very proud to say that because of you, the listener, the book hit the New York Times bestseller list. So thank you so much for supporting my work and the work of Science Fantastic. So what we're going to do today is take a few listener phone calls, and then after that, I'll summarize the mountain of questions that I've been getting as I tour the country. And again, the book is called Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. So what is a quantum computer? And what does it mean to have quantum supremacy? These are some of the things that I'm going to answer. But first of all, let's take a listener phone call to get the ball rolling, okay? So let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Jim from WNDZ, Daytona Beach, Florida. My question is, I was wondering, when they flew past Pluto, then looked back at the sun, I mean, I could barely see anything. And I was wondering, how does such a little ball possibly maintain an orbit way out a billion miles away or so? And then the same thing, I don't understand tiny Mercury, how it can stay in orbit, that being close to the sun and being so small. So if either one makes any sense, could you explain them for me? Thank you.
Okay, well, as I understand your question, you're wondering how is it possible that objects so small, like Pluto, can whip around the solar system when the sun is so far away? It seems like it's impossible for that to take place. Well, the man who figured it out was Sir Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists of all time. In fact, I think he's perhaps the greatest scientist of all time. Even Einstein, I think, would say that. And he wrote down an equation that plotted the motion of the planets around the sun. He said that the force of gravity of the sun, let's say, is equal to the masses of the sun and Pluto divided by the distance squared, the inverse square law. An amazing equation, such a simple equation that cracked the solar system. Now notice that I said that the force of gravity is proportional to the masses of the sun and Pluto. Because the sun is so massive, it means that the gravitational force at Pluto is going to be very large, even though you can barely see the sun. Yes, the force of gravity is apparent even at the distance that Pluto is at the very edge of the solar system. And so when you look at the equation, the force of gravity is proportional to the product of the masses of the sun and Pluto divided by r squared. You think that, well, R is so big, it's so far away, there's no way that Pluto can whip around the sun. Nope. It's because the mass of the sun is so large, it compensates for the fact that you are so far away from the rest of the planets in the solar system. And so when Isaac Newton wrote down that equation, it was a sensation. It shook the whole scientific establishment of the 1600s, because before then, it was all witchcraft. It was all sorcery. It was all magic. And here comes Isaac Newton out of nowhere, giving you the equation by which you can calculate the orbits of the planets. Amazing. That equation from Newton is the same equation that we use today. When we launch satellites into orbit, when we plot the trajectory of these rockets during a hypothetical war, when we do all these calculations, what do we start with? Newton's law of gravity. That's the first thing you start with. And it's amazing that this man was able to figure out the motion of the planets by writing down the equation for the planets. Now, of course, it was to be expanded by Einstein, but it took another 300 years. That law from Isaac Newton stood the test of time for 300 years until along comes Albert Einstein, who says, no, when you talk about velocities near the speed of light, then all hell breaks loose. And when you talk about very large gravitational fields, you can even get things like black holes. So Einstein made a revision, a revision in Newton's laws. But other than that, Newton's laws held for 300 years. An amazing statement. Okay, well, let's move on now, because what I want to do is answer some of the questions that I get touring the country. I've had a chance to listen to people's concerns, for people's fascination with the future, and what lies next. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to summarize some of the questions that I get while touring the country. One question I get is about chatbots. They've been getting a lot of news recently, and some people ask a very simple question. What's wrong with them? Why the hubbub? Why are people frightened about chatbots, and is it really just media hype? Maybe journalists are just hyping the story in order to sell magazines and sell books. What's really behind this whole process? Well, a chatbot is basically a tape recorder, a glorified tape recorder, except instead of taking songs or speeches or people's voices, it takes copy, essays, and splices them together. And of course, it takes a lot of intelligence to do that, but that's what chatbots are for. So if you ask it to write a short biography of Shakespeare, it'll cobble together several different essays about Shakespeare and give you a polished version. And that's why it's going to increase productivity. This is a good thing. It's a good thing because it means that people will be able to produce things faster, cheaper, more accurately, because you're accessing the entire internet. I mean, think about that. The internet contains almost the sum total of human existence. That's right. The sum total of everything there is in the internet, and that's what chatbots do. They access the internet, scan millions of articles about Shakespeare, cobble a few of them together, and then gives you the finished piece. And so is it a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I think it's a good thing. But let's be honest. Any good thing has a dark side. Take a look at the hammer. You could not build buildings without a hammer. You need a hammer. That's the first thing that a carpenter reaches for, hammer and saw. But hammers can be used to kill people. It's a dual-use object. It could be used for good. It could be used for bad. And so the good aspect of the chatbots is that it reduces the time necessary to write an essay, increases your reach, increases your productivity, increases everything, but as Deng Xiaoping once said, when you open the window to let in fresh air, sometimes the flies come in. So after the short break, I'll talk about the flies that could fly in if you don't watch out about chatbots. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and give us a call and perhaps you could get on Science Fantastic.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on air, if you want to ask a question or make a comment and have it heard on 100 radio stations and the internet, then give us a call. All it takes is one phone call. All you have to do is get to the telephone and call 612-564-8135. Once again, write this down, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on 100 radio stations and the internet. So, give us a call. Once again, I'm finishing up a national book tour, traveling through, 10 cities, including Austin, Texas, including Boston, New York, including Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, L.A., you name it, I've been there, talking about my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. So people are talking about chatbots, they're talking about quantum computers, they're talking about the fact that a new revolution is coming. A revolution that's going to change everything. So we talked about the good aspect of it. Chatbots are already entering the marketplace. People can download chatbots. And what can you do with it? You can talk to it. You can ask it to write certain poetry in the style of a certain favorite author. You could ask it to write a biography of Shakespeare in the language of Elvis Presley. You could ask it all sorts of stuff, because what it does is it accesses the Internet. The sum total of human knowledge is partially on the Internet, and it grabs pieces, puts them together, and outputs it as an essay about what you want. So who's using it? Copywriters are using it. Journalists are using it. Writers are using it. College students are using it. Anyone who has to write a passage about some topic can use chatbots to do the essay. So that's a good aspect. Now let's talk about the flies that come in when you open the window. Yes, there are problems. The first problem is that the chatbot does not know the difference between right or wrong, truth or falsehood. You can say all sorts of nonsense on the Internet, and if a chatbot picks it up, it'll incorporate that nonsense into the answers. And that's why you can get chatbots to say all sorts of crazy things, because, of course, there's some teenage boy just rattling off all sorts of nonsense, and some of it gets incorporated in your essay. So what you need is a fact checker. Okay, that's what you need. And also, watch out. People can impersonate other people. Let's say you impersonate Vladimir Putin. So all of a sudden, Vladimir Putin makes a call to NATO and declares war on NATO. That could cause problems. A lot of problems. And so you have to watch out. Fraud, thievery, all sorts of mischief can be passed off as if it's real, because that's what chatbots do. They're designed to look real and to look authentic. And so at some point, I think laws have to be passed to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand. So take a look at the movies. After a movie, what do you see? A disclaimer. A disclaimer that says, this movie was fake. The actors are fake. Everything about this movie is fake. Don't believe this movie. In the same way that movies have a disclaimer, eventually chatbots will probably also have to have a disclaimer so that people don't think that the nonsense coming out of a chatbot is real. So that's the first problem. Right versus wrong, truth versus falsehood. The chatbot is a tape recorder. You're asking a tape recorder to understand what is true versus what is false. No, that's way beyond the capability of a chatbot or a tape recorder. What we need is a fact checker. And that's where quantum computers can come in, that I'll talk about in a second. Quantum computers are powerful enough to fact check the Internet and fact check articles that are downloaded off a chatbot. Well, that's one problem. The other problem is the job market. Will this replace jobs? Well, some people are freaked out about this, mainly journalists, because they're in the crosshairs of this revolution, and journalists are saying, oh my God, my job's at stake. Well, yes and no. First of all, the people who will lose jobs are journalists who do not use chatbots. Sorry about that. For those people who write articles the old-fashioned way, they're going to be competing against journalists who do use the Internet and chatbots. No contest there. And so the people who will lose out in this race are journalists that do not use chatbots. Who are the winners? The winners, of course, are journalists who do use chatbots wisely. And then the next question is, what do I mean by wisely? Eventually, we're going to have self-regulation. That is the key to the whole puzzle. How do we make sure that the Internet is not full of nonsense? Well, first of all, the Internet is full of nonsense. We just have to make sure that this nonsense does not seep into your legal briefs and your statements, because, of course, then it's a question of law. So we have to make sure that it's self-regulated. Movies are self-regulated. Comic books are self-regulated. Art, for the most part, is self-regulated. There's a line, an invisible line in the sand, that people instinctively know because of the fact There have been court cases and publicity around that line. So that's where the movies come in, the movie codes, that people instinctively know how far you can push a movie before it enters that gray area. And the same thing with chatbots. Chatbots are no different. We're still talking about man-made technology that has to be regulated for good or for evil. And that's why I think that chatbots will be regulated, but self-regulation is the best. Because once you're regulated by Congress, then watch out. All sorts of grandstanding, press conferences, sensational quotes, all these congressmen, men and women wanting to get reelected, using the chatbot as their whipping boy. Watch out. But now let's say a few things about the job market. Will this affect jobs? Yes. But as I mentioned, the jobs that are going to be affected are not the average jobs. Jobs that are repetitive. Jobs that take too much time. We're talking about the fact that these chatbots are very fast and they have to be fact-checked. But once they are fact-checked, then of course they're marketable. So I think that eventually all journalists will have to use a chatbot of some sort, hopefully with a fact-checker, so they don't write nonsense and have it passed off. And then I think the machine-man interface will be fortuitous. In other words, the ideal combination is a chatbot doing the grunt work, that is, the dirty work of looking up these articles, while the author is more like an editor, smoothing out the transitions, adding a few more facts, okaying everything, making sure that everything works. So the partnership between a human and a robot, I think, is the ideal combination. Here's another example. Let's say you're a doctor and you see x-ray charts, hundreds of x-ray charts of the brain. Eventually your mind goes dizzy analyzing hundreds of x-ray diagrams. This is where a chatbot can do it. Chatbots, of course, have an infinite tolerance for boredom. They never get bored. But eventually a human has to make the final call. We're talking about life and death. We're talking about doctors with experience. They've seen this before. They know what to do. They know what false alarms are like. Robots do not. And therefore, when it comes to life and death matters of that nature, you have to trust the human. So again, the human-machine interface is the key. We want to make sure that the human's work is accentuated and reinforced, rather than replaced by a chatbot. Then the next question is, which jobs will be taken over? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. After the break, we'll talk about which jobs will survive and which jobs are going to be taken over by the machine. Stay tuned as we talk about your job, your future, the future of the economy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden addressing the American people at this hour on the recently passed debt ceiling bill. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says
he just wanted to make sure that the American people understood how important it was to get this done, how important it was to do this in a bipartisan way.
Biden will sign the bill this weekend. Former President Trump asserts that he deserves complete exoneration following the Justice Department's announcement that former Vice President Pence will not be prosecuted for possessing classified documents at his residence. Trump, speaking on Truth Social, claimed that he is equally innocent compared to Pence. CIA Director Bill Burns made a secret trip to China last month for a meeting with Beijing officials. That's according to a recent report. President Biden had dispatched Burns to emphasize the United States' interest in maintaining open intelligence communication channels with China. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I said before, today we're talking about artificial intelligence, we're talking about chatbots, we're talking about quantum computers in this hour. And let me say this, the job market is going to be changed, but not the way the media is portraying it. The media is portraying the job market as something that's going to take a hit, that there are going to be millions and millions of unemployed people. Watch out, because the bots are coming. Well, yes and no. As we said before, the jobs that are going to be affected by chatbots are jobs that are repetitive, jobs that a computer can do because it has a search engine. Things like that, menial jobs, will be replaced. But jobs that involve semi-skills, like hammering a nail, fixing a toilet, designing a garden, carpentry, using a saw and hammer, things that involve pattern recognition, using your hands, those jobs will survive, because no robot can fix a toilet that's broken. Every broken toilet is different. Every stuck faucet is different. You're going to have to use a human for non-repetitive pattern recognition jobs. Second of all, human interaction. As I mentioned before, human resource people, counselors, people that are involved intimately with humans, like an advisor, like a professor, mentoring a student, those jobs will survive. And the third category is jobs that require strategic thinking. CEOs, leaders of corporations, artists, because art is something that robots have a hard time mastering. Those jobs, jobs that involve creativity, leadership, they will survive. And so by looking at these three, you realize that a whole sector of the economy is going to be unaffected. The part of the economy that will be affected are the jobs that do not use computers, are the jobs that are repetitive, jobs that involve search engines. Those jobs, sorry about that, are going to be out the window. And next, we're talking about quantum computers, which is the subject of my book, Quantum Supremacy. When you go outside and you look at the sun and you look at the leaves and the plants, you realize that all of them are doing very complicated chemical reactions, absorbing sunlight, absorbing carbon dioxide to create sugar and oxygen. That's called photosynthesis, which is, of course, the reason why we are here today on the planet Earth. Photosynthesis. But that's a quantum process. We cannot do that in the laboratory. We are on the verge of creating artificial photosynthesis by copying Mother Nature. Mother Nature is quantum. Mother Nature does not use zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. That's the digital revolution. The digital revolution is coming to a close because computers have transistors that are so tiny, maybe 20, 50 atoms across, that leakage takes place, heat generation takes place, and the transistor melts and disintegrates as a consequence. We need a successor. If we're going to be computing with atoms, then why not use atomic computers? Well, that's what this quantum computer is all about. They compute on individual atoms. For example, if you put an atom in a magnetic field, it'll point, the North Pole will point either up or down. That's for most computer calculations, up or down, zeros or one. But in a quantum computer, you can wander. You can wander in all directions. How many more directions are there? An infinite number of directions. Not just up or down, but sideways and wrapping it around in all directions. That's the power of a quantum computer. And what can we do with it? We can follow Mother Nature. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. And maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio if you call 612-564-8135.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You know, when you talk about computers, you're talking about digital. Everyone calls it the digital revolution. But the digital revolution is about to come to a close. Silicon Valley could eventually become a rust belt of obsolete technologies. Because digital does not capture the true magnitude of what's out there right outside your door. Right outside your door, there are plants, leaves, photosynthesis, fertilizers, a whole bunch of chemical reactions at the quantum level, at the atomic level. And to unravel that, we need quantum computers. Take a look at diseases. Why is it that cancer, Parkinson's, and diseases like that of old people, how come they have eluded our finest doctors? Because medicine is basically done by hit or miss. We get thousands of petri dishes, seed them with different chemicals, and hope and pray that one of them will kill a germ. In other words, it's hit or miss, trial and error. That's how medicine finds the next wonder drug. Wouldn't it be better if you could program the shape of a molecule so that you can find the key that unlocks the secret of that disease at the molecular level, at the atomic level. That's the level of Mother Nature. Mother Nature doesn't use common sense. Mother Nature does not use trial and error methods that dominate our medical establishment. No, Mother Nature is way beyond that. We have to learn from Mother Nature. Mother Nature is quantum, that is, atomic. And the atom can exist in many states, not just up or down. It can exist in molecules. And so the whole richness, variety of life on Earth is privy to the atomic realm. And that's why we have to go to atomic computers, that is, quantum computers. Now, what do they look like? Can you put one in your living room? Well, at the present time, quantum computers are huge, ugly. They look like a gigantic chandelier. Most of the pipes in the chandelier are cooling pipes. Cooling pipes of liquid helium, for example, to cool them down to near absolute zero. Now, for reasons we don't quite understand, Mother Nature doesn't do that. Mother Nature uses room temperature, room temperature leaves, room temperature chemicals. Your body is full of quantum mechanical processes at room temperature. We're not there yet. We have to cool our materials down to near absolute zero. But when we do that, we can begin to perform atomic calculations. In other words, when in Rome, you have to learn the Roman language. When you are on the earth, you have to speak the language of nature. And the language of nature is the quantum. Not just up or down, but sideways, up or down, sideways, at different angles, all possible angles, not just between zeros and one. So what can we use it for? Well, as I mentioned, diseases. We can begin to unlock the nature of our immune system. Why is it that certain diseases like cancer can evade our immune system? It all happens at the molecular level. And that's why we need quantum computers. Now, some people say, won't this put chemists out of work? We don't have to use chemicals anymore. We'll just use the memory of a quantum computer. Will they be out of a job, chemists? Well, no. Chemists who do not use quantum computers, however, will be out of a job. Chemists who do not use the latest techniques will be out of a job. Who will survive? Chemists who do use quantum computers. They will dominate medicine. They will dominate chemistry because they will use this as a tool rather than having to do tediously all these chemical calculations with tubes of liquid, Bunsen burners. No, you just push a button in a quantum computer and chemical reactions will take place in the memory of a quantum computer. So you see the power. You see the power of this technology, because instead of having to rope together hundreds of chemicals, thousands of different kinds of petri dishes, and crossing your fingers, hoping and praying that you'll find the next wonder drug that'll net you billions of dollars, instead of wish fulfillment, we're talking about hard science. This is how Mother Nature does it. Let me give you an example. Alzheimer's disease, we now know, is caused by a protein called amyloid that gums up the brain. But some brains have amyloid but are not gummed up. Therefore, there must be a different type of amyloid protein. And yes, there's a right-handed and a left-handed amyloid protein. If a quantum computer can separate the two, we may have a track to cure Alzheimer's disease. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Today we're talking about my latest book, now a New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. What happens when quantum computers change everything? The economy, our way of life, energy, medicine, you name it, quantum computers will be there at the forefront. And then the next question is, when is it going to happen? What can we do with a quantum computer in your backyard? What does it mean if you have the power of the atom at your disposal? Well, as we mentioned before, at the very minimum, it'll be an aid to chemists, biologists, scientists. They'll use it to simulate reality. Reality is the quantum. That is the theory of the atom. That's the language of Mother Nature. We don't speak that language. And as a consequence, we're paralyzed dealing with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and all the diseases that operate at the molecular level. In order to defeat the quantum, we have to live in the quantum realm. And that means quantum computers. Computers that calculate not just on zeros and ones, but everything in between zeros and one. And how many numbers are there between zero and one? An infinite number of numbers. Because we're modeling an electron shell. Atoms have an electron shell. We have to mimic the electron shell, which has an infinite number of possible orientations. Atoms do not simply organize themselves in terms of going up or spinning down. They can be at any angle. And that's the power of quantum computers, which can calculate at any angle. That's the power of Mother Nature. So in some sense, when you go outside and see the trees in the forest, the leaves, you're looking at the byproduct of thousands, millions of quantum processes happening inside a leaf, inside a flower. We're basically mimicking Mother Nature. And that could be the future. Now, as I mentioned before, everything has a downside. What are the problems of quantum computers? Well, the most immediate problem was identified by the CIA. These computers are so powerful that in principle, they can steal the crown jewels of any nation. That is, the nuclear codes, banking transaction codes, you name it, the crown jewels of a nation could be stolen by a quantum computer. Because quantum computers can factorize numbers. Let's say I have a number that is 100 digits long. 54396, 100 digits long. And I ask you to factorize it as a product of two integers. How long would it take you to do that? Well, a few hundred years to factorize a number that big. A quantum computer could crack that code almost instantly. Meaning that the code of nations can be broken. Because when you want to crack the code of the United States or a bank or the CIA, you have to know how to factorize these very big numbers. That's the key. The key to entering the CIA's computers is to understand how to factorize big numbers. If you have a quantum computer that can do it, bingo, you can then enter the computer and steal the crown jewels. That's the problem. So how do you solve it? Well, first you have to alert the public to it. So the NIST, which is the old National Bureau of Standards, issued a directive recently saying that it's coming. Not here yet, but it's coming. The time is going to come when a quantum computer can crack any known digital code. So what do? You should begin to prepare. Not to panic, but to prepare for the time when it does come, and then it's too late because you haven't done anything to prepare yourself for the coming of a quantum computer. Several ways were mentioned. One is to increase the code that has to be cracked. Well, that's a stopgap measure, but yeah, it'll delay things a bit to make it more difficult to find that number that has to be factorized. Well, that's a problem. Another solution that I think is possible is to have a dual-use internet. One internet for you and me, and another internet for the CIA, the banks, whatever, run by laser beams. You see, lasers are polarized. Light is polarized. You know that every time you go to the store and pick up glasses, glasses are polarized in one direction, and that cuts out light from the other direction, and that's why it is polarized. It only vibrates in one direction. But you see, in a laser beam that is polarized, if you tamper with it, the direction of polarization changes. Bingo! You now know that somebody is tapping into your signal. That's how you can create a tamper-proof internet. Using the quantum to defeat the quantum. Using quantum laser beams to thwart criminals who use quantum computers to factorize big numbers. Well, we're not there yet, so don't worry. But yes, the government is worried, and the government has initiated initial statements so that people can be on the alert to when quantum computers begin to create havoc in the financial markets. So in other words, on the main, quantum computers can open up a whole new vista for science. Science of incurable diseases like Parkinson's and cancer, diseases which are way beyond our ability to cure because they operate at the molecular level. Things like intelligence, the aging process, all of that takes place at the atomic level. And that's exactly the home of quantum computers. And so what we need to do is to create quantum computers that can do this. That is, delay the aging process, cure cancer, give us a handle on these incurable diseases, and give us an age of Aquarius. Well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio and the internet to ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to ask, but, well, never had the guts. Here's your chance to do it, to get on national radio and the internet. So, give us a call.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.